You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
At HomeAdvisor, you don't have to search through a long list of pros. With just a few clicks, HomeAdvisor matches you with pros who provide the exact services you need. You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use the cost guide to find out what hundreds of other home projects cost in your area. Because HomeAdvisor knows it's important to find a pro you can trust in your home, they conduct background checks on their service professionals. It's just one of the reasons more than 25 million homeowners have used HomeAdvisor. Go to rebuildhomeadvisor.com to find the right pro for your project. That's rebuild.homeadvisor.com.
Governor Dan Malloy is banning any Connecticut state employees from traveling to Indiana using taxpayer funds.
Until such time as people understand that you're not going to discriminate against the citizens of Connecticut in any other state.
Malloy's executive order imposing the travel ban is because of Indiana's recently passed religious freedom law. He says the measure signed by Indiana Governor Mike Pence allows discrimination against gays and lesbians. Malloy says his executive order shows that discrimination will not be tolerated in Connecticut. Governor Dan Malloy says there's a smaller law on the books in Connecticut, but there are differences as well.
In Connecticut, we honor religious freedom, and people have the right to their own practices, but we don't allow to use your religious freedom to discriminate against somebody else.
Governor Dan Malloy says it's a shame the Final Four will be held in Indiana this weekend.
I am going to call the NCAA. In fact, I think they should move the tournament to Hartford.
Online at usaheadlinenews.com, this is USA Radio News.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today is Cesar Chavez Day, in honor of the late farm labor and civil rights leader. March 31st is observed as an official holiday in a number of states and cities, including California, Colorado, Texas, and Phoenix, Arizona. Chavez died in 2009. As animal shelters around the Seattle area remain crowded, a former Miss America, a pet food maker, and an animal welfare group are teaming up on a project to encourage pet adoption. It's called Long Live Pets, and former Miss America-turned-veterinarian Dr. Debbie Turner-Bell says it focuses on a big national problem.
There are 8 to 10 million pets languishing in shelters right now, and unfortunately, about half of them, 4 million pets, will be euthanized within this next year simply because there's no place to put these pets.
Former Miss America Dr. Debbie Turner-Bell says Long Live Pets has a primary goal.
And that is to encourage people who are ready to have a pet, they've got room in their heart and their home, to go to a shelter and get a pet. I promise you, you will find a wonderful pet at a shelter, and I like to say you'll find your soulmate there.
She says she's joining with Nature Valley and the Best Friends Animal Society in sponsoring a contest that could get your rescue pet into a TV movie that will publicize rescue pets.
We're asking everyone to send in a picture of their rescue pet. And that pet picture might become a part of this film that will debut nationally on Nat Geo Wild on April 17th.
This is the last day for entries, but do go to bestfriends.org to learn more. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you. through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Time is 10:06. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. We're at 41 degrees in Flemington. It's clear skies and 8-mile-an-hour winds. Today's going to be a little colder than yesterday. Periods of rain today, a high of 46. Winds west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. And chance of rain is 90%. Rain and snow this evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight. Low of 28, winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 90%. No significant accumulation is expected. On tomorrow, April 1st, sunshine and clouds mixed, a high of 51. A few passing clouds on the 2nd, otherwise generally sunny and a high of 65. Rain likely near a quarter of an inch on Friday, a high of 68. And Saturday, showers in the morning, clearing in the ample sunshine in the afternoon, a high of 49. Temperatures in our area. We have 40 right now in Franklin, 42 in Kingwood, 44 in Phillipsburg, 42 in Lebanon, and 45 in Hillsboro. That is Hunt and Chamber Radio Weather. Stay tuned now for Tech Today on HuntandChamberRadio.com. Welcome to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing the wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I'll focus on topics about technology. Segments could include news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, email me at goodmorning@huntandchamberradio.com. You can go to Facebook and message me through there, through the Tech Today Facebook page, or the phone number here at the studio, 908-237-0410. If you need to get in touch with me outside of the show, my business website, BluePantherBiz.com, BluePantherBiz.com. Welcome to the last day of March, and we are definitely not running out of things to talk about when it comes to technology. Had a nice, interesting conversation with Rick Laughlin of the Gateway Outdoor Ads, talking about how technology has impacted the advertising industry by being able to wrap buses now in vinyl and this Avery type material so that the buses and the passengers can see out and everybody else can see advertising from the outside in. Here's what's going on my show today. We got a lot. I have more than enough things to talk about and unfortunately not enough time to do it. One of the things that I think is always comes up, and we're coming up to a crossroads yet again in the world of hardware and software, is we're going to have new operating systems that we're going to be dealing with, new browsers we're going to be dealing with, and you need to make that decision when you're deciding to either upgrade software or buy a new computer. And so here's an interesting article by Mr. Ed Bott. the EdBot report. It's from ZDNet. It was published on the 28th, and it is 6 surprising facts about who's winning the operating system and browser wars in the U.S. Now, I bring this up for a couple of different reasons. Number one is you don't want to buy an operating system that is not going to be quote-unquote supported, and you certainly don't want to buy an operating system that is going to affect you because it's got a lot of problems with it. So usually by lagging a little bit behind the early adopters, as we call them, you wind up being a lot less frantic and stressed out and receive a lot less anxiety about the situation. Let other people be the front lines taking on the issues and the bugs and the problems. You don't need that. You got enough things you have to worry about personally and professionally. So lay back and wait for things to kind of work their way out. And then you'll learn where the group is trending to decide what the right choice will be in the near future. And if you don't believe me, well, one of the things you'll find out in just a minute is one of the operating systems that still is the most popular is one that's not being supported anymore because the other versions were terrible. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Windows, and we'll find out in just a minute. The United States government runs a customized version of Google Analytics that collects information from visitors to 3,800 total websites run by the government agencies. As part of what it calls the Digital Analytics Program, known as DAP, the government helpfully publishes snapshots of the data released to the public domain on the analyticsusa.gov website, which is powered by open source software. Stephen wrote 2 interesting articles based on the data, offering a general overview of how people use operating systems and browsers in the United States. What I love about this data is that we finally have statistically meaningful details about which technologies people are using in the United States today. The database is enormous, and it should be broadly representative of the U.S. population, with a mix of consumers and businesses represented. The data reported here is not strictly limited to the United States, of course. People from foreign countries occasionally need information from the United States government. But for the sake of this article, one can consider the data to be an accurate snapshot of the U.S. So here is some of the things that are contained. The first one is the desktop PC is alive and well. The first thing to note is that people still turn primarily to the desktop PC when they need information from the government. Here's the breakdown from those 1.4 billion visits. Desktop PC is 67.7%. Mobile, which is mobile phones and smartphones, 24.8%. And tablet is 7.6%. And among the desktop versions, the PC is still dominant, with Macs accounting for roughly 1 in every 7 visits. So 86% versus 14%. 86% of the United States is using Windows, while 14% is using Mac. So, how about Windows versions? Now we're looking into that 86%, and here is what is up. Windows 7 is still 71%. Windows 8.x, whatever version of 8 you like, was only at 19%. It crashed and burned and never really got adopted. And other versions of Windows, which scares the heck out of me because that means the people are running Vista or XP or something like that, 10%. Both Windows 7 and Windows, anything other than Windows 8, is not supported anymore. And I have told you over the last couple of weeks that you should expect Windows 10, they're skipping 9, by the way, Windows 10 will be coming out later this year. So we'll find out. Microsoft's Windows 8.1 upgrade program has been successful. In the 3 months of 2015, there were 138 million visits from PCs running Windows 8.1. That's more than all the OS X versions combined. So there are just not a lot of people running Macs. It's just not the way it is. Here are, and this really scares me, the browsers that are actually being used to get to the dusty government. Internet Explorer is still the largest percentage at 41.5%. Chrome is 36.2%. Firefox is 16.3%. Safari, which is obviously part of the Mac operating system, is 5.7%. And Opera is dying a very quick death. It's at 0.4%. Internet Explorer, we've already talked, is a riddled with attacks and targets for viruses. You should never be using it. In fact, it's so bad that even Microsoft is going to now stop developing it and going to come out with a completely different browser. So start weaning your way off of Internet Explorer. It's not going to do you any good, and it's simply putting you at risk. Chrome and Firefox is where you should be at this point, unless you are trying to get away from being targeted by the NSA, and then you would use Tor, T-O-R. Those are the three browsers you should be considering, Chrome, Firefox, and Tor at this point. And let's see what else. On the mobile tablet world, Safari is the largest percentage, obviously because a lot of people are running iPads, so that's 50.3%. Chrome is 33%. Android browser, 10.1%. If you're using Android browser, you're using a stock app, why? Go out to Google Play and download Firefox or Chrome. And if you download Chrome, you some of the stuff that you keep in one will be on the other. Filling in of browser documents, some of your bookmarks, all is going to be transferred. Same thing with Firefox. If you're a Firefox fan, have it on your on your tablet, have it on your smartphone, have it on your PC, and everything on your account is kept in sync. Why wouldn't you do that? Safari, which is the in-app version of on a tablet, is 3.2. Amazon Silk is 1.3. Internet Explorer, oh my gosh, is 1.2. Opera Mini is 0.7, and BlackBerry is 0.3. When we move on to, well, that's pretty much it at this point. Microsoft and Amazon are far behind in mobile, BlackBerry nearly gone. So Android, obviously, and iPhone is all the mobile world. So interesting to note. So there you have it. That's where the development is going. That's where the jobs are. And that's where the support is for those particular options. So when you're out there and you're making a purchase, consider that those are the situations that you need to understand when you're making those purchases. We're going to take a quick break, station ID, a couple of commercials. We'll be right back with more of Tech Today in just a moment.
Hi. I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. We just talked about operating systems, and one of them is the one that's on the iPhone. And the iPhone 7 is being worked on behind the scenes. It says ValueWalk.com. iPhone 7 release date, display info, and other details. Although Apple is making final preparations for the release of its Apple Watch, work is still going on behind the scenes on the iPhone 7. And it's very critical because Apple is being targeted by Samsung, who is releasing their Galaxy S6 in the next few weeks with an intention of toppling the iPhone as the market-leading smartphone. Additionally, the iPhone 6 was a critically well-received device and hugely successful commercially. However, there was an overriding feeling that the smartphone, that is, was not as revolutionary as many had hoped. It would be perhaps a tad on the harsh side to perhaps describe it as a minor upgrade from the previous iPhone iterative, but certainly could not be considered a reboot of the iPhone concept. So here is the information about what's going to happen with the iPhone 7. It is now being tentatively reported that Apple will release the iPhone 6S and iPhone 6S Plus in 2015, which will be similarly upgraded to the previous iPhone 5S. Apple is clearly planning a massive step forward over the iPhone 6 in the near future, but the iPhone 6S would effectively be a stopgap while the consumer electronics giant develops this concept internally. This would obviously mean that the iPhone 7 would launch significantly later than the October release date, which had been penciled in by many analysts. Instead, this would be a likely release date for iPhone 6S and the iPhone 7 somewhere between March and June of 2016. iPhone 7 Japan display deal. Aside from the murmurings about the release schedule for the iPhone 7, another report has suggested that Apple is about to make changes to the way the smartphone is produced. Recent reports have pointed to Japan Display, a possible supplier to Apple, increasing its total capacity by 20%. This could mean that Apple will adopt LCD LTPS for a future iPhone 7 device, which would go against market speculation about adopting OLED panels. Also, many other rumors featured of the iPhone 7, which could come into fruition. One of the most prominent is the idea that the smartphone will embrace the Force Touch system, which is to debut in the Apple Watch smartphone, the Apple Watch smartwatch. This technology enables Apple devices to recognize how hard a tap on the device is, which particularly has gaming-related functionality. As far as its display, another aspect would be quad HD display. However, with the potential release of the iPhone 7 now being delayed until 2016, it is even possible that we could see a 4K iPhone 7. That's 4,000 pixels. That's for significant. Instead of the 1,000 high definition, we're having super high definition. I don't know. That'll be interesting. About the glass. Well, sapphire is the second hardest material in the world to scratch after diamond, and it seems unlikely that we will ever see a mass-market iPhone manufactured from diamond. So the next best option for Apple is to produce an iPhone which is protected by sapphire glass, and this is expected to come to fruition with the iPhone 7. This was continually linked with the iPhone 6, particularly as Apple had purchased industry quantities of the material. Although the analyst community wasn't wrong about the assertion, the fact that sapphire glass features prominently in the Apple Watch would suggest that it will appear in the iPhone range sooner than later. Waterproofing, another predicted aspect of the iPhone 7 is waterproofing. This could have health-related functionality, which would make the device an ideal companion for the Apple Watch, but it would also just make using the iPhone 7 in the rain more convenient. Wireless charging. With the Galaxy S6 embracing wireless charging, it seems almost a racing certainty that this will feature in the iPhone series, and there will be particularly welcome as Apple has not exactly armed its flagship mobile with excessive degrees of battery life. A home button joystick. Apple has already had a patent approved for a unique element of future iPhone devices, which will see the home button doubling as a joystick. According to the text of the patent application, Apple has already designed a feature which enables a joystick to spring out of the home button. Obviously, this would primarily have gaming applications, but it is also possible to envision the device being utilized in order to navigate through other applications. A 4-inch model, the rumor that won't go away from the iPhone 7 is the Apple will produce a 4-inch model of the smartphone. This is particularly prominent suggestion as the late CEO and co-founder and founder of Apple, Steve Jobs, previously expressed his prediction for smartphones featuring smaller display screens. So those are the rumors at this point. And at this point, because the iPhone 6 and 6S are probably going to show up in the end of this fall, in the middle of the fall, iPhone 7 probably won't be here until next year. So you'll have to wait. 10:29, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning of Tech Today in just a moment.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. The armed prisoner on the loose in the Washington, D.C. area wearing only a hospital gown may be hiding out with his girlfriend. Fairfax County, Virginia police are looking for 42-year-old Wosin Asai, a hardened criminal who escaped a hospital overnight by overpowering the private security guard who was hired to guard him. He is considered armed and dangerous. Authorities think he may be with his girlfriend and released a picture of her this morning. They also think the suspect is driving a stolen 2002 Toyota Camry with a Virginia license plate. Ed Rossler is with the Fairfax County Police Department.
He seized an opportunity to overpower the guard. My understanding, he was not handcuffed. It's a high-stakes day of nuclear negotiations in Switzerland, with a crucial deadline just hours away. The United States is one of six nations in talks with Iran aimed at limiting the Islamic Republic's nuclear development. In exchange, Iran could see harsh international sanctions eased or lifted. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Honey, someone stole my wedding ring!
When you're really only covered for this.
Honey, someone stole my decoder ring!
Oh well, it was weird anyway.
Or how with renter's insurance, you're covered for
valuables, electronics, bikes, karaoke machines, waffle makers, superhero pajamas.
And without it, you're covered for talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The threats by Boko Haram to disrupt the elections in Nigeria failed to materialize as authorities kept the Islamic terrorists on the run. USA's John Clemens files this report.
Despite the threats of violence against Nigerians that went to cast their ballots, the terrorists failed to intimidate the voters. While there is a collective sigh of relief, there is much work to be done now to help those nations in the region cope with the after effects of what was done to them during the siege by the terrorists. West Africa envoy Mohamed Ibn Chamba spoke to the UN Security Council.
Countries such as Cameroon, Chad, and Niger are now facing humanitarian and human rights consequences as a result of the group's activities.
I'm John Clemens.
Americans could do a lot better when it comes to building a nest egg. A new survey from Bankrate shows that about half the U.S. is saving no more than 5% of our incomes. About 1 in 5 are saving nothing at all. Middle-class households save the best, with over one-third saving more than 10%. This is USA Radio News.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long.
Ugh.
But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
When
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
The Pentagon is pushing for new retirement benefits for servicemen and women and incentives for so-called cyber warriors, among a number of changes. Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke tells Fox News' Fox and Friends that some of the proposed changes, like relaxed policies for those with drug and criminal pasts, shouldn't even be considered.
Now is not the time to lower the standards. You know, we have a smaller force which demands a greater amount of responsibility. And so I think we need to do the opposite. I think we need to raise the bar because we have a smaller force.
Pentagon officials say Defense Secretary Ash Carter is focusing on changes to attract and keep troops who have the skills to fight modern wars. The new Pentagon chief has identified the need to build a new military force to meet new threats. One of the incentives Carter will discuss is a 401k-style pension plan for military members. Not all states treat doctors equally. WalletHub spokeswoman Jill Gonzalez says physicians are better off in some states than others.
The fact that physician is the most popular profession within the top 1% of earners definitely sparked our interest.
The study ranks states based on things like annual salary, patient population size, and number of malpractice payouts. South Carolina was ranked the best state for doctors, with Minnesota coming in second and Texas finishing third. Meanwhile, Rhode Island came in last place, followed by New Jersey and Oregon. Gonzalez says the study was meant to help both current and prospective doctors.
It's really designed to help doctors, one, or even more so, people deciding whether or not they want to be a doctor, maybe embarking into medical school.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's 10:35. It's time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, we're up to 42 degrees, and it's still clear skies. It's going to be changing, though. Right now it's getting up to partly cloudy. Cloudy with periods of rain tonight and a high of 48. Winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 90%. Rain and snow tapering off this evening. Decreasing cloudiness overnight. A low of 28. Winds north at 5 to 10. Chance of precipitation is 90%. No accumulation is expected. Partly cloudy skies. For tomorrow, a high of 50. Winds northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. On Thursday, a few passing clouds, otherwise generally sunny, 65. Rain in 68, a quarter of an inch of rain on Friday. Saturday, rain showers early, mostly sunny conditions later in the day, 49. And on Sunday, partly cloudy and a high of 54. Temperatures in our area, we have 41 in Quakertown, 42 in Kingwood, 45 in Pittstown, 43 in Highbridge, 47 in Raritan Township, and 45 in West Amwell. Stay tuned for more of Tech Today right now. All right, we're talking about the iPhone 7 just a little while ago. How about this? Making a comeback in two different directions. One is Siri, which is the interactive voice with your phones, your iPhones and your iPads. And Barbie. Remember Barbie? Barbie doll? Well, Technophoria reports through the New York Times that a Wi-Fi Barbie doll with the soul of Siri. So, this article written by Natasha Single on March 28th says, ever since Siri appeared as a regular feature on the iPhone, certain young children, and let's face it, some of their parents, have spent hours chatting up the virtual assistant, curious about the details of her humanoid backstory. Siri, where do you live? Siri, do you have a boyfriend? Siri, how old are you? At a time when grown-ups can use voice commands to find restaurants, change channels on their TVs, or get directions, it seems logical that children would now expect devices to understand their speech and respond in kind. To converse with a mobile device is an assumed truth if you are 10 years old today, Oren Jacob, the chief executive of Toy Talk, a company that creates conversational characters for children, told me recently of the company's headquarters in San Francisco. That is not true of high school students. Founded in 2011, Toy Talk already produced popular animated conversational apps, among them The Winston Show and Speakazoo, that encourage young children to engage in complex dialogue with a menagerie of make-believe characters. Now the company's technology, originally designed for the two-dimensional characters on screen, is poised to power tangible playthings that children hold in their hands. This fall, Mattel plans to introduce Hello Barbie, a Wi-Fi-enabled version of the iconic doll, which uses Toy Talk system to analyze a child's speech and produce relevant responses. She's a huge character with an enormous backstory, Mr. Jacobs says of Barbie. We hope that when she's ready, she will have thousands and thousands of things to say, and you can speak to her for hours and hours. It was probably inevitable that the so-called Internet of Things, whose web-connected thermostats and bathroom scales and coffee makers and whatnot would beget the Internet of Toys, and just like web-connected consumer gizmos that can amass details about their owners and transmit that data for remote analysis. Internet-connected toys hold out the tantalizing promise of personalized services and the risk of privacy perils. Is this going to be some creepy doll that records what is going on in your home without you knowing it? Says Nicole A. Orser, Director of Technology and Civil Liberties at the American Civil Liberties Union in Northern California. What is being recorded? How long is it being stored? Who is being shared with? The advent of connected toys that can record and talk back to children is likely to deepen this debate over the Internet of Things. Because of the potential for these intelligent toys to powerfully affect children's imagination, learning, and social development. A recent study conducted by researchers of Georgetown University, for instance, compared two groups of toddlers. One group played with plush toys that had been pre-programmed to say the child's name and to say that they had the same favorite food and song as the child. The other played with plush toys that called each child pal and liked different things. When the same toy character on screen presented math skills, like arranging cups in order of size, the first group of toddlers performed better than those who played with less personalized plush toys. Sandra L. Culvert, the director of the Children's Digital Media Center at Georgetown and the lead author of the study, said that toys able to personalize their responses to children in real time could have an even greater effect on them. These could be real cutting-edge approaches to facilitate children's learning, Dr. Calvert said, told me. But, she added, the toys' impact would depend largely on the depth and breadth of their conversational abilities. It's only as good as the programmer. Mr. Jacob hit upon the idea of developing conversational characters for children a few years ago after his daughter Toby, then 7, asked him if he could use Skype to talk to her stuffed animals. He had previously worked as the chief technology officer at Pixar Animation Studios, so he talked over the possibility with a former Pixar colleague, Martin Reddy. They decided to start Toy Talk. Could we actually create a character that could talk back, and if could do that, what would it look like, Mr. Jacobs said. To develop a system that could both understand a child's comments and say something engaging back, the company built its own platform to process spoken language. One tailored to the pitch of the child's voices, their prosody, and vocabulary. Now, for instance, then when a child says, totes jelly, to a Toy Talk app, the language processor understands the phrase actually means, I'm totally jealous. The company also spent months testing out jokes, songs, rhymes, and questions, or focus groups of children develop conversational characters complete with their own biographies and story arcs. Mr. Jacobs sees creating conversation trees for these characters as a new art form, neither film nor video game. Along the way, Toy Talk also developed a privacy policy intended to give parents some control over their children's personal information. Before a child under 13 can use the conversation feature of the apps, a parent has to give permission and confirm it via email. When children want to interact with a character, they press a microphone button on the app like a walkie-talkie. Parents also have access to the child's recorded conversations and can, if they choose, delete them. But the notion of this technology, originally designed for mobile screens, incarnated in a body of Barbie, is already generating controversy even before the toy has been introduced. A couple of weeks ago, the Campaign for Commercial-Free Childhood, an advocacy group in Boston, asked Mattel to shelve the talking doll. The group said the voice recordings amounted to eavesdropping and would be used to exploit the intimate feelings of children. Whatever the child says will be manipulated and used to insinuate these dolls further into girls' lives, said Susan Lynn, the girls' director. In a statement, Mattel said the company was committed to safety and security and that Hello Barbie's technology included a number of safeguards to ensure that stored data is secure and can't be accessed by unauthorized users. Toy Talk and Mattel executives are fully aware that children are advocates and feminists. We'll be watching closely to see whether Hello Barbie challenges girls to think deeply or perpetuates beauty and gender stereotypes. Last fall, for instance, Mattel faced withering scorn when critics discovered that a children's book titled Barbie, I Can Be a Computer Engineer, showed the character seeking help from male friends to code a game. Everybody involved is very aware of how carefully this content seems to be crafted. Michael Shore, head of Consumer Insights at Mattel, told me earlier this week that Hello Barbie, with this powerful technology, this is something we need to be hyper-vigilant about. So there's a lot of ethical concerns here. Number one is the privacy. Number two is the recording. Three is that Mattel could essentially market its own product back to the kid. Wow, that's pretty crazy. So watch out for all of that. But Hello Barbie and the World of Talking Things is on its way. All right, we're going to be right back with a little bit about tax identity theft. Hang on, you're listening to Tech Today on HuntChamberRare.com. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. Yes, tax time is on its way, and here are some simple steps to avoid calamity. Don't let tax identity theft happen to you. Consumer Reports wrote this article, and it says that with tax-related identity theft can turn your life upside down and take years to resolve. So here are some tips that you should consider. ID protection tips. Protecting sensitive information in the first place and following up quickly to minimize the damage are paramount. Healthy skepticism can go a long way. For instance, ignore emails and social media purportedly from the IRS. The IRS doesn't contact taxpayers via email, text message, Facebook, Twitter, or other social media. Nor does it send emails stating that you're being audited or getting a refund. That's a phishing scam, which you should report to phishing@irs.gov. Confirm the authenticity of the letters from the IRS. Check the agency's official contact page. And check the URL of IRS tax information pages. The agency's website begins with www.irs.gov. Others are fakes. If you're a victim, hundreds of thousands of you are out there, assigning victims a unique personal identification number, it must be included in their tax returns. This has been given me the biggest peace of mind since my tax nightmare. It means faster processing and a speedier refund. So you don't use your SSN anymore. You get a special personal ID number from the IRS for victims. Speeding up victims' case resolution. Because resolving ID theft cases can take up to 6 months, the IRS has assigned more employees to sort through the details and streamline the process. Lending an ear, the IRS now has a dedicated section on its website devoted to the problem. In addition, it was implemented a special phone number for victims. The IRS Identity Protection Specialized Unit is available at 1-800-908-4490. All right, so there you have it. And then 10 ways to fight identity theft is also out here by Consumer Reports. Here are the 10 items. Regulators have slapped the ID protection industry several times for the deceptive marketing practices. Last summer, actions by federal regulators Capital One and Discover Financial Services agreed to pay a combined $410 million. The threat is exaggerated. Two-thirds of cases of ID theft reported to the annual National Crime Victimization Survey involve stolen credit cards, not stolen identities. Federal regulators limit your liability, usually $50 per account, and even when it is often waived by card issuers. Add stolen debit cards and check forgery, and existing account fraud makes up to 80% of so-called ID theft. So the concept of actually somebody impersonating you is much lower than it's reported out there. So don't buy into those ID theft and fraud detection companies. Do it yourself for less. Sign up for free online banking and mobile apps to monitor your checking, credit, and accounts daily. You can actually go to the three different credit agencies and get a report, especially if you have been turned down for any credit. New account fraud is uncommon. The most distinctive type of ID theft is having your name, birth date, and Social Security number used to open credit accounts. Tap your health insurance or file a tax return in your name to steal your refund, among other things. But less than 1% of households experienced that form of ID theft in 2010, according to the Department of Justice. Credit monitoring is flawed. The core of many ID protection products is credit monitoring, which looks for fraudulent new accounts on your credit reports. But most email and mobile alerts from those services raise false alarms about routine changes in your life. And if fraud is detected, you might not be warned until days, weeks, or months after the fact. You should, if you want, go to those three credit agencies and freeze your account. Then anytime you want to do some updating, get a new credit, you go and unfreeze it. That's the way you avoid it. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. Do it yourself for less. Get the free annual credit reports from each of the three major credit reporting agencies. Annualcreditreport.com is the way you do it. Stagger your requests every 4 months from one bureau to the next. Don't do all three of them at the same time. This way you're getting it throughout the year. Web scams offer false security. Some services scan online black market rooms for stolen Social Security numbers or credit card numbers, but if crooks are found to have your ID data, you can't get it back from them. Do it yourself for less. If your data turns up on a scan, protection companies advise you to place a security freeze on your credit reports. That prevents new creditors from getting access to your file when someone tries to open an account. So they're more likely to deny a crook's credit application, but you can freeze your files without paying a service fee to anybody. There's a small fee for each freeze in some states, unless you have already been a victim of ID theft. 1 million insurance is overkill. Most services offer up to 1 million in ID theft insurance, but they don't pay it if you lose losses covered by the federal consumer protections, your homeowners or renters insurance. So all you're doing is paying for insurance you will not be able to cover. All right, so be vigilant on that, especially during tax time. It's the biggest time when people unfortunately get caught up in this. And new technologies help seniors remain happy and safe at home. And we have Boomer's World on Fridays at 11 o'clock. So here's a thing you might want to look at. Sally Abrams of Daily Finance says a growing number of seniors are turning to state-of-the-art digital tools via smartphones, GPS, voice activation, and sensors that enable them to age in their own homes. With aging-in-place technology, you can discreetly keep tabs on mom tracking their daily activities on a cell phone, tablet, or computer, and getting notified by text or email if something seems out of the ordinary. Gadgets and apps can remind seniors to take their medication and let others know if they don't. Besides telling time, smartwatches can provide feedback on one's vitals, such as blood pressure, that can be relayed to professionals. About 10,000 boomers a day are turning 65, and close to half of women aged 75 and older live alone. By 2017, experts expect this market to reach $30 billion. The aging-in-place technology field is exploding, says gerontologist Katie Fike, who co-founded San Francisco-based Aging 2.0 in 2012 to advise startups geared to boomers and seniors. In the past few years, her company has met with more than 1,000 entrepreneurs in 7 countries. Here are some of the products geared to help adults maintain their independence. Personal emergency response systems. This is very similar to the MedAlert. Okay? So it's going to be out there, and it's going to be apps that can help you with that. Safety sensors are another way to make sure mom and dad is safe at home. Wireless sensors placed around the house where a parent goes daily, perhaps the bed, the refrigerator, a favorite chair, or the bathroom door, can tip you off if they aren't triggered. so you'll know if somebody hasn't been moving around. Medication managers to let people know when they should be taking their medicine. Keeping in touch. Technology can help seniors living alone feel connected to friends and family, and sometimes even to medical professionals. With a touchscreen from Grand Care Systems, you can look at photo of grandson's Halloween getup or a video replay of his baseball home run. You can listen to music, play word games, read the news, or surf the internet. Virtual pet therapy, a unique social engagement tool, is Jerry Joy, virtual care companion, which costs $249 a month. Consider a pet therapy with a twist, a virtual talking dog or cat on a tablet screen. And coming down the pike in the future, a growing number of seniors will be connected remotely with service providers who will be able to detect changes in physical and mental health as well as mobility, says David Linneman, director of the Center for Technology and Aging, a research group in Oakland, California. We are in a new era of connected aging, Linneman says. We will be getting more and more information brought to us in a variety of ways so we can support our loved ones. And that will obviously be through wearable technology. How about that? All right, it's time for me to get on out of here. The Some Things About Money team will be in next. But do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, embrace it. That's the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully we've imparted that mission onto you. Talk to you next week. Watch out for April Fools.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. The armed prisoner on the loose in the Washington, D.C. area wearing only a hospital gown may be hiding out with his girlfriend. Fairfax County, Virginia police are looking for 42-year-old Wosin Asay, a hardened criminal who escaped a hospital overnight by overpowering the private security guard who was hired to guard him. He is considered armed and dangerous. Authorities think he may be with his girlfriend and released a picture of her this morning. They also think the suspect is driving a stolen 2002 Toyota Camry with a Virginia license plate. Ed Rossler is with the Fairfax County Police Department.
He seized an opportunity to overpower the guard. My understanding, he was not handcuffed.
It's a high-stakes day of nuclear negotiations in Switzerland, with a crucial deadline just hours away. The United States is one of six nations in talks with Iran aimed at limiting the Islamic Republic's nuclear development. In exchange, Iran could see harsh international sanctions eased or lifted. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Honey, someone stole my wedding ring.
When you're really only covered for this.
Honey, someone stole my decoder ring.
Oh, well, it was weird anyway.
Or how with renter's insurance, you're covered for
valuables, electronics, bikes, karaoke machines, waffle makers, superhero pajamas.
And without it, you're covered for talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The threats by Boko Haram to disrupt the elections in Nigeria failed to materialize as authorities kept the Islamic terrorists on the run. USA's John Clemens files this report.
Despite the threats of violence against Nigerians that went to cast their ballots, the terrorists failed to intimidate the voters. While there is a collective sigh of relief, there is much work to be done now to help those nations in the region cope with the after effects of what was done to them during the siege by the terrorists. West Africa envoy Mohamed Ibn Chamba spoke to the UN Security Council.
Countries such as Cameroon, Chad, and Niger are now facing humanitarian and